This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Redis, the company behind the incredibly popular open source database that is not the Bind DNS server. If you're tired of managing open source Redis on your own, or you're using one of the vanilla cloud caching services, these folks have you covered with the go-to managed Redis service for global caching and primary database capabilities, Redis Enterprise. To learn more and deploy not only a cache, but a single operational data platform for one Redis experience, visit redis.com/hero. That's redis.com/hero. And my thanks to my friends at Redis for sponsoring my ridiculous nonsense.
I periodically say that there are four stages of managing cloud infrastructure. The first stage is clicking around in the web console. We've all done this, and it requires no explanation. The second stage is using either CloudFormation or Terraform. These are relatively established mechanisms of configuring your environment. The third stage is using existing programming languages to control your infrastructure via Pulumi or the CDK. And the fourth and final stage is clicking around in the web console, then lying about it. I call it ClickOps. So this sounds like a joke, but I assure you that I'm being quite sincere, and there's a lot of prior art to reference. The interface for standing up a web server was once a bunch of compiler flags to GCC. Over time, it evolved a bunch of times, and today it's clicking a checkbox in the S3 console. Yes, yes, and then dismissing 40 screaming warnings that pop up because there's no reaction quite like an AWS overreaction. If you're listening to this podcast via the website or some other player, I'm willing to bet you're not doing it via something on the command line. You clicked something in a GUI or tapped your mobile device's screen to listen to what I'm saying. Now, if I'm wrong on that, you are, in fact, listening to this via some command line podcast reader. It's imperative that you not email me about it, Captain Edgecase. The thing that I can't abide is when something is managed via code or configuration in some form, and then a change in a GUI either breaks things or otherwise leads to a divergence in how the system is managed. Nagios, an ancient monitoring system, originally would let you disable, acknowledge, or trigger alerts from the GUI. But as soon as the service was restarted on the system itself, any GUI changes would be discarded like the last remnants of a dream evaporating upon awakening. Only slightly better were systems like Puppet or SaltStack. If something was managed via those systems and a human altered it, these systems would, upon next run, revert whatever the human had changed. Fighting with computers never felt more real than it did in those moments. Okay, so what about cloud? It was depressingly recently that CloudFormation launched drift detection. Prior to this, if a human changed a CloudFormation provisioned resource, any attempt to update or adjust the resource via CloudFormation would fail with an error. This did indeed mean that if you clicked the button in the console, you could break your team's ability to manage the environment programmatically. Somehow this was okay with some people. I'm sorry, but no. Computers inherently simplify over time, and I refuse to believe that YAML is somehow the final form of configuration elegance, or JSON for that matter.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Vultr, spelled V-U-L-T-R, because they're all about helping save money, including on things like, you know, vowels. So what they do is they are a cloud provider that provides surprisingly high performance cloud compute at a price that... Well, sure, they claim it is better than AWS's pricing, and when they say that, they mean that it's less money. Sure, I don't dispute that, but what I find interesting is that it's predictable. They tell you in advance on a monthly basis what it's going to cost. They have a bunch of advanced networking features. They have 19 global locations and scale things elastically, not to be confused with openly, which is apparently elastic and open. They can mean the same thing sometimes. They have had over 1 million users. Deployments take less than 60 seconds across 12 pre-selected operating systems. Or if you're one of those nutters like me, you can bring your own ISO and install basically any operating system you want. Starting with pricing as low as $2.50 a month for Vultr Cloud Compute, they have plans for developers and businesses of all sizes, except maybe Amazon, who stubbornly insists on having something of the scale all on their own. Try Vultr today for free by visiting vultr.com/screaming, and you'll receive $100 in credit. That's vultr.com/screaming.
Think about this for a second. Would you rather have 14 to 30 lines of white space sensitive text to launch another EC2 instance? Or would you prefer to click a button marked launch more like this? Well, hang on, you might reasonably object. There's value to having that EC2 instance represented as YAML or JSON or code. I can work with it in ways I can't with imperative commands like button clicks in a console. You would be correct. That's why the right answer here is to let the user click the button, but then represent the results of that button click in code. We're largely not there yet as a culture. So what is the ClickOps future? I envision a world in which I can set things up in the AWS console, or really any cloud vendors, via the magic of clicking things. The provider captures what I set up and renders it into code or configuration somewhere, similar to the way that the console recorder browser extension does and is depressingly third-party because of course it is. The provider becomes aware of what's been provisioned previously and how, then automatically generates diffs in the correct repository or updates its CloudFormation or Terraform or CDK expression of the environment as it exists at the current moment. Suddenly, using the console stops being a shameful thing and instead is simply a really good IDE strictly for the cloud provider's infrastructure. It makes using the cloud far more accessible, makes it way harder for users to break things inadvertently, and perhaps most notably of all, reduces the obnoxious amount of gatekeeping in our industry. Welcome to the future. Welcome to ClickOps.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.